That was Jeremy Dutcher together with Yo-Yo Ma on the cello, one of the favorites of our station, Honor Song. And it is my privilege and honor to welcome our guest of the hour here on the Jukebox, Jeremy Dutcher. Welcome to the
Hello,
show.
hello, hello, Daniel. It's great to be here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Terrific. Well, I've been waiting for this one for weeks now. So it's great to have
Well,
you live
now
here.
me too. I heard you were $1 million last, so like this is exciting for me
Right.
too.
Exactly. Speaking of $1 million, well, you are a Polaris Prize winning classically trained operatic tenor and composer. You blend in the music of your youth, Wolastoq, First Nation roots. You've created a very unique musical aesthetic. We find it captivating, we find it intriguing, and we can't wait to hear you live in Collingwood, July 8th with the National Academy Orchestra. I'd like to kind of ask you, there's a question I've always wanted to ask you. When you were a student at Dalhousie University, you stumbled upon these wax cylinders of some of the traditional songs sung by Tobique First Nation people in New Brunswick. What was your first reaction upon stumbling across this music?
I mean, I have to correct the record slightly and say that it was more of a less of a stumble and maybe more of a being led towards. There was an
Okay.
elder in my community, and thank you for pronouncing the name of our nation so beautifully, Wolastoq. There's an elder that lives among us, and she's a song carrier. She sings the most beautiful songs, and she knew I was interested in those recordings and in kind of not in those recordings because I didn't know about them, but in old songs. And she was like, if you want to know
Okay.
about the old songs, you got to go into the museum. And this is like you said, this is when I was kind of studying music and in that kind of classical world. And so when I went to go and sit with that archive, it was like a truly transcendent experience. You know, you're kind of, in a way, you're traveling through time. You know, you're getting to hear the sounds of your ancestors from over 110 years ago. Like it was truly unbelievable to me. And then to hear that, you know, it's not just songs, right? It's also stories, and they're also speaking the language. And you hear them, you can hear them dancing. So it's like it's such a snapshot of their life at the time, and it just kind of drew me really close. And I knew I had to do something with them, and it was just about finding the right way to contextualize them because they're so beautiful. I just wanted to show everyone.
Well, fans who have been to your shows, you've performed all throughout Canada and beyond, and I come across your fans all the time here in Collingwood and wherever I am in the GTA, and they are all mesmerized by the beauty of these songs. There's something about the music that resonates deep within.
Well, you know, I can't say, and again, I can't take any credit for that because that's the ancestors coming through. You know, it's like I felt the power of those songs, and I was just like, oh, how do I translate that power into that, and try to, you know, because I think folks connect in with that too, because we all have a story of resilience, and we all have something precious in our lives that we're trying to protect. And so I think, you know, just doing that and sharing that in my most honest way and in a way that I see and I've been raised to do, I feel it's exciting, and even non-Indigenous people. And that was something that kind of surprised me as well, because, you know, I'm singing in this language that's, you know, only spoken on the East Coast. Yeah, I didn't know what it was going to be and how it was going to be received. And, you know, like you're saying, like I've never even been to Collingwood before, and I have fans there, so I'm so excited to come and play, and share some of these songs, you know. And I do bring those
Wonderful.
ancestors right alongside. You know, I'm going to play them and sing with them and duet with them. And that's kind of an important practice for me to do, because, yeah, you get to, it's almost like a dialogue through time that you get to have.
A dialogue through time. Yes. Well, we are so excited to host you here. We have a very beautiful monument called the Awen Gathering Place in the Collingwood Park. It's a very healing environment. We have drumming circles there every weekend. And just, I think it's a perfect opportunity for your music to shine on July 8th. So, more. I wanted to also mention, talk a little bit about your growing up. What were kind of the first signs you knew you were going to be a musician? Any other inspiring figures in your life that, you know, guided your musical journey into the musician you are today?
Endless. The list goes on and on. And I think anyone who's making music can probably cite a similar length list of people that kind of guide their way and show them how things are done. You know, I'm the youngest of four brothers. And they're all kind of musical in their own right. And they're all doing different stuff now. But definitely seeing them kind of grow and explore their own artistry. One of them plays traditional music, one of them plays classical music, the other one's kind of singer-songwriter. And so, you know, it's I always give them credit and give them gratitude because they, you know, they allowed me to kind of come and make this kind of strange in-between music, right? Because, you know, I'm weaving together a lot of different, or I hope to anyway, weave together a lot of different traditions through music.
Your parents were musicians as well? Your parents? Well, or
kind of recovering musicians and coming back to it. I think, like, my father was a singer in school, and my mother got really discouraged by some of her teachers early, so she stopped singing for a long time. But it was maybe a decade ago or maybe 15 years ago, she started on the reserve, the first women's drum group. So she she's collected, and she got her voice back and she's singing again. And it's been beautiful to see her journey. So music was always encouraged in our home, even though they weren't particularly out there making music and doing that. Yeah. I always say, you know, I watched my brothers and saw how they did it. And then I wanted to do it my way. So I get to do that now, and it's really exciting. And
beautiful.
I can't wait to share it. You know, it's I'm really looking forward to it. And if people can't come out, I know it's a big outdoor venue, so we'll probably have lots of space for people. But if for some reason they can't come out, we're doing tours across Ontario in the fall.
Well,
across Canada, right? But we're doing a big show in Toronto as well. If people want to come out on December 9th, we'll be at Massey Hall.
December 9th, Massey Hall. All right. For more information, I see your website has your big tour coming up, jeremydutcher.com. Let's get that out there for anybody who wants to hear Jeremy live. Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit about your latest album, Skijinuwikuk.
You got it. Ooh, yeah, you really have been practicing these pronouncers.
I have.
I'd love to hear it. So Skijinuwikuk, this is just the first song on the next record. We're going to be announcing the full upcoming record that's, you know, going to be, we'll be announcing it at the end of the month. But right now we have Skijinuwikuk, and that's the first song, and it is... It's building on some of that archival research. You know, there's the songs, like those ancestor recordings that my first album was based on, but there's also a lot of poetry and a lot of stories and a lot of ancestor quotes that were collected. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of turned some of those into lyrics. The lyric of this song is saying, so as long as there's a child among my people, we will protect the land. Mm. And I thought that was such a beautiful, you know,
beautiful
iteration of sovereignty and a beautiful, you know, what we're fighting for, you know, who we're protecting, you know, this land for. It's for the young ones and the ones we don't even know, the ones yet born. And so I felt it to be a beautiful sentiment, and I wanted to share that.
Very inspiring. Where can we order this album? Is it out now? Or
well, you can go check out that first song on the album. That's going to open it up.
Gotcha.
And you can see that on YouTube or on Spotify or wherever you go listen to music.
You often mention that you are influenced, inspired by a lyric from a traditional song, All My People, This Is For You. When did you first come across that? It's been kind of, I think I heard in one of your interviews, it's been a driving force for so much of your work.
Totally. I mean, like, it's kind of, we have these guiding principles and philosophies in our lives that orient us and set us on a path. And this actually, this lyric, All My People, This Is For You, comes from a traditional song. I remember I was telling you about Maggie, and she kind of led me towards the archive and this elder. And so this is a song that she sang a lot when I was growing up. And it's just this idea that we're all lifting each other up. That's what we're here to do, right? And so when we give something to the world, we don't give it because we want attention or we want to be on the radio or we want to go to Collingwood and play with the orchestra. No, we do it because, you know, we're here to lift each other up.
Beautiful. Yes. Well, Jeremy, may that light continue shining bright. You're definitely making your ancestors, your communities, our communities proud with these brilliant performances. So for more information on Jeremy and his latest album, his upcoming tours, including ours up here in Collingwood, July 8th, check out his website, jeremydutcher.com. You can also see our website, collingwoodfestival.com, for more information on our inaugural performance right alongside the bay. Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for joining us, sharing these very inspirational words.
Man, a true pleasure to chat with you, and I'm really looking forward.
We lost you there for a second, but we look forward to seeing you. I look forward to meeting you in person, greeting you on stage. It's going to be a grand entrance right to the park.
I heard a little bit about that. I can't wait.
It's going to be exceptional, an experience to remember. All the best to you and your rehearsals, concerts upcoming. See you there. Take care, Jeremy. Bye-bye.
Bye now.